Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you'd do if you had an extra hour in your day? Go for a run, take a nap, read a book, show up for a friend? A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find out what matters to you, so you can do more of it. Therapy is helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/365 today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/365.
This is 365 Sports, powered by Sikkim365.com.
Top five Oklahoma State coaching candidates. Danny Sprinkle, Utah State. Look, they're playing TCU in the first round of the tournament this week. He's done a great job there. Would be a nice fit in Stillwater. He's done nothing but raise the Aggies' profile, and Ag school to Ag school. I think it's a nice little maneuver there for him. Danny Sprinkle, a coach that a lot of people have their sights on, and moving to a power conference, something I don't think is beyond him.
I've heard of him. It's not like I've watched Utah State basketball. No. They seem to be kind of fun to watch, though.
Yeah. Just wait until you hear number one. We're going to have fun with number one. I already told Garrett what it was and some of the audience on the show.
Hoiberg's not in here, right?
He's not in here.
He just signed an extension, by the way, at Nebraska.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I would think Hoiberg, the more target for him would be like Louisville or something. But, you know, not that Oklahoma State's not big, but I don't see him going back to the Big 12 and going against his alma mater. Just me. Number four, Josh Schertz at Indiana State. This is a guy who's on the outside looking into the tournament, but really through no fault of his own, just a victim of the system. They played really well this year. He plays a style of basketball that would really work in the Big 12. He would have an opportunity to bring in big-time players to Oklahoma State. They've done it before. He can certainly do it. I think he would be a very fun fit in Stillwater.
That's one of the teams that I would like to have seen. They might have been completely done quickly, but it was one of those mid-majors that I saw a couple of times, watched and monitored. They were really good. And yet, you're right, they're out. So he has things to do.
Not with the guy. I'm going to call him Larry Nerd because of the glasses, even though I don't mean that. But, like, they had the big center with the glasses. Yeah, I think that guy, they could have gotten a win or two, especially
Kareem
if they were
Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah. Yeah. Number three.
No, it really is his name, right? It's spelled Kareem.
No, that's not him, right? The guy was from Indiana State?
Robbie Avila.
Avila. Yeah, okay. He's him. Thank you. Number three, Bryce Drew. And maybe this is me just whiskcasting because I would like to see regular battles betwixt the Drew boys since they are so adverse to it. These guys are really close. And I see how much it strains Coach Drew and Coach Tang and Coach McCaslin to all play against each other. Like, they're very, very close. But outside of that, he's done a fantastic job at Grand Canyon. A fantastic job. I think they're going to beat St. Mary's in the first round. I am all about getting Bryce Drew and the Homer Drew coaching tree even further up on the list. I think that Oklahoma State would be a nice fit for him. The Drew coaching tree is dominating the Big 12 right now, so why not throw another Drew in the mix?
I think he's going to end up being a hot commodity. If not already, he seems to be that young. He brings energy. Obviously, the coaching tree, his dad, and now, of course, his brother, what he's done as well.
Yeah.
And Is Molly Miller on this list? The Grand Canyon girls coach. Okay.
But last time I did a Grand Canyon coach, at
she became viral because viral, of the top five.
Yeah, absolutely. Number two.
Wasn't Darien she your screensaver for a while, Molly Miller?
No.
I'm trying to kill you
not
today.
Not me. No. Darien DeVries from Drake. This one comes with an added bonus of his kid, Tommy, who's awesome. So more than likely, if you hire this guy, you're going to get a really good player right off the bat, which to me makes him the most likely candidate. But that is not what I'm doing here. I'm not telling you the most likely. I'm telling you the people that I think is the best. And as a pundit, it's my job upon you to enforce that my opinion is better than everyone else's, and I don't care what you think. I think that's the rule of punditry. It seems like it is. I don't know.
Conundrum and I today had our back and forth about opinions. Why do most everybody's opinions, when they don't agree with another opinion, become so negative?
I don't know. I enjoy other opinions. I think we're in the taunt. I'm trying. That's good. Good word for you.
For me, it's a pity. What does that mean? I know I went JUCO. God almighty. Let's get back to bottled spaghetti sauce.
This is what you get in return. Number two, like I said, this comes with his son Tommy, a really good player, someone who can help elevate them really quickly and help bring in other players. I think this is probably the most likely for them and their number one target. At least their number one target will be him because of that added bonus that he brings. But I think that this guy should be number one. Will Wade from McNeese State. And here's why. Garrett's a big Will Wade supporter.
Love him.
Look, the reason that Mike Boynton is no longer your coach is because the NCAA screwed you, Oklahoma State. So who better?
That's the main reason.
To throw double birds up.
To the NCAA,
then the guy who lives his life by that motto. I'm surprised he couldn't rip open his shirt and he has a tattoo that says F the NCAA on it, and starts a biker gang. He is doing an excellent job at McNeese State.
He's done one hell of a job.
Amazing job at McNeese State. He's got them to where there are many people picking them to beat the Zags in the first round. And he would bring a swagger to the Big 12 conference that you're going to need now. You're going to need it because you have got tons. I mean, you're throwing in, you're about to throw Tommy Lloyd in this mix. You've already got, Sampson and Drew and Self and all the other guys down the list that are really good coaches in this league. About to throw that on top of it. Why not put some hot sauce on this with Will Wade? Give it right back to the NCAA that you disagree with what they think. Take a hot commodity, put him there. All those things that I just said is the exact reason why they should do it, but it's also the exact reason they won't do it.
He does not obviously have a show cause because he's at McNeese.
What's over? He beat him.
That's right.
He beat him. He won.
He still was fired.
They didn't get any level one violations. He won.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, he will win wherever he goes next, whether it's stay there for another year or he ends up at Oklahoma State or ends up somewhere else. He is a hell of a basketball coach, and,
Well, Oklahoma State better get him, because if they don't and Texas fires Rodney Terry, that's your dude.
See?
He would fall. Right. Oh, man.
I'm telling you.
All right, but here's the thing, and this is – Texas, I don't know if they'd want to touch that.
Man.
They are very antiseptic, right?
No, they really are.
They really are.
Because, one, they don't have to, because there'll be others that will be even bigger names or guys that they feel like. I don't know if they would touch anyone with any kind of blemish. He would do well wherever he's going to go next. And obviously, if you have more facilities and all the other stuff, I just don't think they would do that.
They might not, man, but he knows that league and everything. That would be tremendous.
I get it. You're right, because of the time he was at LSU, but he's a hell of a coach, no question. What are they, like 32-3 or something crazy?
I don't even.
It could be 28-10. All right, thanks to Emery Winter. Thanks to Jack McKenzie. Craig Smoke is back at football practice as Baylor started spring drills today. Hey, tomorrow we have Tim Brando. Tomorrow we have Chris Fanini from theathletic.com on a lot of things college football. And there's a couple of other
on the Richard Carr hotline. We'll have Tweety Carter.
Tweety Carter, former Baylor star, now assistant coach for Scott Drew. He will join us too. And that's just the start of what we have for tomorrow. For Paul Catalina, I'm David Smoke. Thanks for those of you in the chat room, the text we got today, watching or listening to us and our incredible sponsors day in and day out. Tonight, Sports Tonight, at the CW at 10:30. Good night, C365 Sports.
This has been a Rogue Media Network production.